Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Mainstream Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
Rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling, buddy.
There you go. Touchdown.
Yes. Believe show 194 here, Dan. They're going by quick, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're going by as quick as the summer's going by at this pace.
I'm just so sad about the summer going by, Dan. I could cry.
Yeah, what is Labor Day? What, less than 10 days away now? Or just about 10 days away? Something like that?
It's so sad. I hate winter. I mean, I love fall, but all fall is a precursor to winter to me.
Right. Well, I usually am excited this time of year because I at least I've been lucky enough to have a trip planned the last, probably 4 or 5 falls. So when I start to see that first couple yellow leaves start to turn on the green trees here, which was a couple of weeks ago, I start getting psyched for fall happenings at Disney World.
Yeah, well, my leaves are falling here already, too, and it's time to start bagging them. This time last year, I was headed down, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I had a trip a couple weeks away, and this year it's going to be in March, is the way it's looking now. Unless something pops up sooner, like you know how we like the tour, Dan. It could come out of nowhere, and we could go down for a week.
Hey, you never know. Things happen.
If anybody knows by listening to this show, I'd say 75% of my shows, my trips were planned within a 2-month time, like that.
Right.
Something happened. Wife's office shut down. The one time I got hurt, so we went down because my wife knew I'd work anyway, so she made me go. So, I mean, it was bad influence, so it's like I cut my thumb really bad, and she didn't want me working. So I'm like, 6 months later, should I put another hack in his thumb for another trip? But I'm only kidding. I would never want to cut myself like that again.
No, you can't be messing around with that stuff.
No, I flayed my thumb. Sheetrocking, man. The doctor told me, she goes, you couldn't have flayed this any better. She goes, you went around almost every nerve in your thumb.
Really?
Yeah, I got 13 stitches in my thumb. It's from the nail bed all the way down past the knuckle. I cut it with a brand new blade on a utility knife.
Oh, man.
What happened was I had an old blade on it. Yeah. My stepbrother cut the sheet wrong twice. I was pissed. I went over there to recut it for him. And I forgot I had just put a new blade in, so I cut the face and stuck it through to rip the back, if you knew what I was talking about. And it went through like a hot knife through butter, went right in my thumb, and next thing you know, you seen blood shoot 15 feet on the other side of the room. I knew I did something bad then.
Yeah, you know when it's a sharp knife, when you don't feel the pain immediately, you know? It's just a clean cut, but you know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. It's like off to see the wizard. I was on my way to the hospital. When my older brother's, when he starts to turn a little cower, because that he's the type, spit on it and put a little mud, throw a little dirt on it, get the duct tape out and tape it up and move on. That's how he operates.
He was a little queasy, was he?
He was like, he just said, he was a little white, and he goes, not queasy, but we need to go to the hospital. When he's saying they go to the hospital, you know something's hanging.
Yeah, that didn't give you any comfort.
No.
You must have been saying, oh, it's even worse than I thought.
Exactly. I was waiting for him to say to put a little mud on it. Throw a little dirt on it.
Right. Quit your crying.
Absolutely. That's what older brothers are for.
Right.
So you want to get into the rest of your trip report? On our last episode, we did our top 25 for food and wine, what you're excited about. So we're going to do, you know, the second part of Dennis's trip. The first part of Dennis's trip is basically, let's get ready for some food and wine. So, you want to get into your fast passes? Do you have any planned or how?
Well, We have a very loosely laid schedule at this point, and but I'll give you what I have so far. Today's actually when are we recording this? It's
Your
over the weekend, Saturday.
60-day window.
Exactly, 60-day window. So yeah, we were eligible to start booking our fast passes today, but we basically for our fall trip, as we've been like I was saying earlier. It's all food and wine centric, so I don't really stress out at all about fast passes. And you'll see as I go through the days here, we're actually going for a just for a 7-dayer in.
Just 7 days.
Yeah, I know it's all in your perspective, right? You'd kill for 24 hours down there right now, but
Exactly. You're going for 7. I'm sorry. I usually go for 10, lovey, but 7 is the only one we can do this time.
Right, exactly. I'm still working on my annual pass, so we're making money at this point, as they say. How do they say that? It's already paid for itself, so we're kind of making money now, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely, you're living off of them right now.
Right, exactly. But anyways, yeah, so we're going down for a 7-dayer in the 3rd week of October. We arrive on the on October 20th, and I think we're out of there on the 27th. That seems to make some sense. And like I said, the good thing about it is we've had in our pocket now our APs. My wife and my daughter, we actually invested in the annual passes this year for
Speaking of your
us.
daughter, that's why she's surprising, and she's headed down also on this trip. It was only supposed to be you and the wife.
Right.
Now your daughter and her boyfriend's headed down with you, right?
Correct. Yeah, well, they may not be on the same flight, but they're gonna share the vacation week with us, and yeah, they're gonna be staying over at Coronado Springs, so they're looking forward to that. And my daughter stayed there before with us several years back. We did a I think it was a 4-day stint over there, but yeah, we're at Saratoga, and they're at Coronado Springs at least right now, unless something changes. If our travel agent is able to snag one of the other moderates between now and then, which he's working diligently to attempt to do that, they may switch locations to, Riverside or potentially even Caribbean Beach or something. Not that they don't like Coronado Springs, but they're trying to be a little closer to us. I mean, if they were at Riverside, they'd be a stone's throw away, and
Yeah, they could run right up and down the
yeah.
Sascoola and meet you guys, and you could all go
Exactly.
places together, or you could head over to them.
Yep. I can just hear our good friend Bob and Mary screaming right now, saying, "What are they trying to get out of Coronado Springs for?"
It isn't
Yeah.
that we don't love the resort. It's the most underrated resort probably on property. It is actually, but it's just what you guys are doing with the logistics of you being at Saratoga Springs and them being at Riverside would be so much easier because you guys don't have a car.
Exactly,
Now, did
exactly.
you guys think about maybe rent a car? Why, because of this?
Not really. We just, like I said, we typically don't rent a car, but it may be if things stay the way they are, that might be the best way to resolve some of these issues. And
That's what I was going to say to you. I was going to say, I meant been meaning to suggest this to you off the air, but if you
right.
have to stay at Coronado, you guys might want to just rent a compact.
Yeah, I mean, for the week, a couple $100 or whatever, if I can get a deal, AAA or otherwise, it may be the way to go. And that way, I'll give them the car or whatever and let them haul it around. But, again, they're on that side of the resort. And I know when you and Bob talked about this on last Sunday's show or last weekend's show, I
Last week's
believe.
show, last Wednesday.
Was it last Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah. The you were talking about the Animal Kingdom and Coronado, and geographically, its location relative to the other parks and most of the other resorts. That's not a negative, I guess, but that's what some people do push forward as a negative.
The location and all. See,
Yeah,
I like this tranquility of the Animal Kingdom. I love that
oh,
it's where it is because
absolutely.
it fits the whole mood of the Animal Kingdom Lodge. But with you guys, you just want to be close.
Right.
And you're a vacation club, so you're at Saratoga Springs, and the problem is you already had these points allocated, and changing things up during food and wine isn't as easy as it seems.
Right. I mean, we could probably, or not probably, we could do something within Saratoga, or I'm sure Old Key West is available, which I love, by the way. I think again, I think you guys touched on this on last Wednesday's show. I mean, Old Key West for the size of the rooms and just talk about tranquility. I mean, with all the vegetation and palm trees and that kickback Florida feel you get at that resort. I mean, I think it's a bargain. I mean, cheap points and in its own right. Again, it doesn't it isn't themed, Mickey Mouse, if you will.
No,
It's
it's
themed to
beautiful.
Florida, but
But
it there you go.
yeah, none of the really the only one that I would say is really Mickey Mouse, the most themed would be the Contemporary, in my opinion, of all the vacation clubs and everything. Wouldn't you agree with that? Because the Chef Mickey's and all that, pretty much all the other deluxe resorts are pretty much not as, there isn't much in your face. Old Key West is gorgeous and it does have the largest rooms.
Yeah, I mean, even the studios are pretty expansive, and they got nice, porches and decks and stuff outside. I
Well,
mean,
the other
I
thing
don't.
is also the parking. You're usually right in front of your unit there. That's
Exactly.
one of the great things about Old Key
Yep.
West. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that again, that's there aren't many strengths according to most people for Old Key West and Saratoga, but that's definitely one of them. I mean, we've all done the especially years ago when our kids were small. I mean, lugging five and six suitcases across a parking lot to get to your room, even at Riverside, that
Last
might
trip,
be,
it was that way because we
yeah.
were, and I don't care because you know how I love being outside, but
Right.
we were over an Alligator Bayou, and our unit was facing in towards the pool, and so either way of the parking lot, you had to go in, up the balconies, around the corner. It was like it literally took you 10 minutes to go out and grab a bag.
Right. And then you throw a couple cases of water into the mix, and you're working up a good sweat
Well, I had
by the
two.
time you get moved in.
I had my wife who packed light, but my sister-in-law packed like she was going for 17 days, and we were going out to 52 deluxe dinners.
Yeah, everyone goes through that, you know. Well,
Yeah,
18 pairs of shoes and
yeah,
that
I
whole
hear
thing,
you. But
but
the thing of it is it would be nice if they were closer. So you ever think about the good thing is I use you can either go over to Swan and Dolphin, they have a rental car there. You can get
right.
it on property if you want to take the Magical Express, which is good. But what I usually like to do is, if you set something with it up at Enterprise, they'll bring the car over and drop it right off to the resort to you.
Yeah, there's an idea too. Don't even need to worry about getting. I mean, typically you'd grab it at the airport, or when we used to take Amtrak down. There's a Hertz right there at the downtown Orlando Amtrak station. So we were able to get a car there the few times that we did rent a car in the relatively recent past. So.
Yeah, if you call Enterprise, because that's their whole thing, because they do it for me all the time here, because I rent all the time and have the car ready before my wife gets home from work. And I'll usually have them pick me up. So I don't have to worry about leaving my car, the wife
Right.
taking me back or whatever. And then when I drop the car off, they drop me off. So I don't have to worry about it because it's around the corner. But you can call the Enterprise right there in Orlando and they'll meet you right at the hotel. And then the last night before you leave, just have them take it back so you could just use Magical Express and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's a good option. Well, the good thing is we get a little bit of time here that we can kind of tweak our plans, and
I've been
like I
calling
said,
Riverside every day I can. I
yeah.
mean, Disney travel site
Yeah.
every day I can to see if anything's available, and nothing's came up yet.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that a couple of shows ago, that food and wine has become one of the more busier times of the year now, and I'm not really expecting anything to change. But then again, things happen. People have stuff happen at work, or somebody falls carrying a pizza and snaps their ankle. Those things can happen,
How about we be positive? Yeah, you're right. But how about we be positive? They hit the lottery and they decide to go to another resort and we get a room for you.
There you go.
I'll take the
Whatever
positive
works.
side.
Yes. I like that. That's a little bit better. But no, in all seriousness, I mean, I'm sure they get, dozens, if not, a couple hundred cancellations a day, probably, right? Across
Absolutely.
all of property. I mean, somebody's expecting a check to come in or some source of money that they were planning on using for vacation or,
Or
the
the boss
old.
just tells you can't head off that week. You never know. I've actually moved trips just because of even with money for what the resort is going to be. I found that where if I move my trip by 2 weeks, I could save $500.
Right,
Things like that too. Because some people aren't going down; they're just happening to be there because of food and wine. They're not going for food and wine. I mean, even as popular as food and wine is. Not everybody knows about it when they're there. They stumble upon it. You don't know how many people I talk to that they tell me about their trip, and then when they got there, food and wine was there.
they just kind of stumbled upon it.
Exactly. It wasn't what the trip was planned around. And the free dining is the other thing at that time.
Right.
That's why it's so booked
Yeah,
down there.
that in itself really kills off most of the flexibility because people grab those rooms and Riverside being so popular any time of the year, it just the deck is stacked against you at that point. But it's all good. Well, like you said, we're all going down there, and whether they're at Coronado or Riverside or anywhere else for that matter, it's just a factor there. It'll be a good time, so we're good with that.
Yeah, because that's exactly how I plan on doing it. If we decide to fly, like in March, say we decided to fly down, that's exactly what I plan on doing is using Disney's Magical Express and taking that over if I decide to fly if we don't drive, and taking that over and then calling Enterprise. Because I think it would be a lot easier than have to worry about returning the car at the airport.
Yeah, that can be a hassle.
And then driving through traffic because the buses have the bus lanes and they know the routes and who wants to deal with that? The worst part of the whole trip is I-4 by Disney World. Let the bus driver deal with it, in my opinion.
You don't need that aggravation in or out for that matter.
No. So, real quick question. Your dining reservations, Boathouse?
Yeah, that's I think we talked about this, but we'll just kind of quick update here. Back when I booked this particular trip, it was right when the boathouse was coming online, or opening, I should say. And what we found out, and you found out for me, you called down there a bunch of times because I was having difficulty getting a table for two reservation.
Well, you don't have that problem now.
No, it actually
It
worked out
worked
very
out perfect
nicely.
for you.
Right. But the funny thing about it is that try as I may for this whole week, this October 20th through the 27th, I tried shoulder times, early lunch, late lunch, mid lunch, early dinner, late dinner, nothing, nothing, nothing.
For a
I was
table of
on the
two.
exactly for a table of two. And just by chance, I was just so frustrated because everybody was talking up the boathouse, and I said, "Ah, you got to be kidding me! We're going to go down there for a whole week, and we're not going to be able to try this new restaurant." So I was pretty disappointed. So I don't know why, but I just said, "You know what? Let me just play around with the numbers here." And at that time, we were just my wife and I were going alone, and that was it. So I didn't even consider, booking a fourth
Table of four.
tabletop, or a table four, whatever. But as soon as I changed two to a four at the boathouse, our actual dining reservation is, let me make sure, I don't want to say if it's not true, but yeah, it's 6 p.m. exactly 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 22nd. So
You got
I could have
pristine
it.
time. You got the perfect time, and you went from not thinking you were going to eat there to table of four at prime time.
Well, which I had an issue with, and I know you and I went back and forth on this as to, why that is or whatever, but it does stink that if you're just a party of two, or maybe you're even traveling solo, or
And
I
you're
didn't
right. I've
try
never had a
three.
problem with that in my life. I don't know why. I'm hoping you're right. I'm hope because it is an issue. I hoping I
Praying.
speak gooder English than you. I'm hoping that it was just a glitch in the system because I've never had a problem getting a table for two ever for me and Brenda.
Yeah.
Have you
Well,
before this?
Well, not that I'm aware of. No. I mean, I like I said, not that I'm aware of it. I mean, we've been shut out of restaurants. I mean, back in the day when we tried to book Le Cellier when we were going without the kids, but I mean, that was because of a capacity issue. But I always thought, and maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, that if I call Le Cellier and there's a fourth top table available, even though I'm only two or maybe three, let's just say, but two or three, my assumption would be they would assign me that table and grant me the ADR. But what I was getting with, what it appeared to have happened with this boathouse thing is they weren't, to me, it said that they didn't want to tie up a table for four with just two. Like they're losing money, like they'd rather give the reservation to somebody that's gonna,
Fill the
spend.
table.
Exactly. I mean, nobody told me that, but that's how I felt. And now whether or not that was true or not, I mean, and also at that time, to be fair, I mean, they had just come online, and I know that I think you spoke with somebody at Disney, and they weren't quite up to speed with the ADR system, and maybe that had something to do with it too, that they weren't, I don't know what the issue was, but
Yeah, they were having problems. All the stuff, all the data wasn't totally into the system yet. They were having problems even booking reservations. Some people was getting through, other people weren't. It was a whole big to do, as you would say, but
right, because they announced the date, whatever it was, that you will be able to begin booking ADRs, and that's when I started calling, and that's when I had all this trouble. But I think you're right. Even though the date was announced that you could start booking ADRs, many folks, even like myself, had difficulty in doing so. But the long and short of it, and I guess we did get
so
the
are you
long.
going to the boathouse?
Yeah, we canceled that room.
Okay. I would
But
have too.
yeah, and it worked out nicely that my daughter and her boyfriend are joining us, so it we would have been trying to add two to that resi, even if it was for two anyway. So in the end, it all worked out perfectly. And on that on the 22nd of October, we'll be dining at the world famous boathouse.
I like how you slipped it in there, that resi, like you're a cool cat. Yeah,
Hey.
we that resi for 2 to 4.
Resi, you know where that lingo I picked out? They use that on the boards all the time. Not that I've been on the boards any time in the last 2 years, but back in the day when the Diz boards and all them were up and
Okay.
yeah, Resi's was like shorthand for, they didn't say ADR or whatever. It was always Resi's. I have Resi's at, Crystal Palace, so
They were too cool for school.
I guess so.
So we're also so where's your let's get back to your fast passes. Where are they at? Is there anything you're planning on going to? Did you get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train again?
Yeah, we were able to get the mine train at the Kingdom, which we did do. Oh, my wife and I did last time. My daughter and boyfriend, they were down there with us on the last trip as well. They did not do it. I don't know. They got tied up with something else, and it just didn't work out. There was an issue, if you'll remember this, Doug, where he booked a military discount ticket, and he couldn't book his fast passes. So that's what the issue was.
Yeah, you couldn't do them in advance.
So he would have been left out, and my daughter didn't want to ride without him, which that's understandable. So they didn't get to see it. So I'm glad that we were able to get the mine train, and so that they can see that. But
That's why I was asking, because I
yeah.
remembered that because it was real ugly, and I was up on my little soapbox complaining.
Right.
And it's the same thing with TAs. And to me, it's not as bad because I'm down there so much and blah, blah, blah. But, like, our military, most military men don't have the opportunity to get there as much as they would like to. They're a little
Right.
busy.
Yeah, obviously,
And
right.
it's like, there's nothing in this day and age with all the technology and all that they could make a fast pass before they go to will call and pick up there. Like, is it going to ruin everything if they actually get an extra fast pass, if they get a fast pass?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm biased because, my future son-in-law and daughter would benefit from it. But I mean, to me, they ought to just give anybody that's, protecting the country and doing all that stuff that's so necessary, but often overlooked. They should just give them a fast pass anyways, or what, or help them out in any way that they
You
can. I
should at
mean,
least have a voucher. Now, I keep hearing and I keep being told from all the Disney reps and all that they're going to be doing this. They're going to figure it out because even the TAs, like, I was punished because last trip, I cannot get my ticket until you get the will call and you need to show. And I understand why because you need to show your credentials. And the same thing with your future son-in-law, he needs to show his Army credentials. But the point of it is there has to be a better way. There should be a way to pre-show your credentials somehow.
I mean,
Somehow.
I mean, with all the technology that exists in this world today, there's got to be a way to do it. But
Don't
I
let me
mean,
use my credit card and put $2,000 on it to book a room. It's good enough for that, but God forbid I get my fast pass ahead of time.
And that is a shame because, it's kind of exciting when you have a trip planned and at that 60-day window. Like today, I spent, not a lot of time, but, we talked last night, my wife, my daughter, and myself, and we kind of got a game plan for for today when our window opened, and, kind of making a little sketch of where you're going to be on what day and who wants to do what and having little conversations. That's part of the fun of the trip in itself, the way I view it. And it kind of, it's 60 days, you really, and that's when a trip becomes real, it's really starting to
Come
come over the
together.
horizon.
Yep.
Yeah,
And the thing of it is,
exactly.
what are you doing this time for the son-in-law? What's his, does he still have tickets days left, or does he have to do the same thing?
Well, not oddly, but what we ended up doing, Doug, is the if you remember, my son and his girlfriend at the time, he's since gotten married, but that's a whole nother story.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. But they never used their t we had pre-purchased
I
their
remember that.
tickets, if you remember that. So we had two, or we have two 6-day they're not park hoppers, they're
They're
just space
the Magic
tickets.
Your
But
Way tickets.
yeah, so we were able to reassign one of those 6-day tickets from my son to my son-in-law, I guess.
So you still
So
have 6 days left, too?
correct.
So when you picking me up?
Just tell me when, and I'll go over to Enterprise and head on down to New Jersey.
Pick me up, buddy. Send them three down on the plane, and I'll head down. I'll be. You can call me. What about Bob? That's what I'll be for the whole trip.
Actually, I was kind of surprised because I was nervous about that. I knew we had bought those tickets and they were kind of like, quote unquote, in the system. They were in my Disney experience, but I didn't do anything with them. I just kind of left them there and I said, I'll bet you this is going to be a hassle because they're already assigned to somebody and trying to explain to them that they didn't go, but now we want to use it for somebody else. Literally, all I had to do was there's a little button on the side that says reassign passes, and it click, click, and it was done. It was that simple.
What I will do is I will send you my Disney experience and you can reassign them.
Yeah, there you
But
go.
there
There
you
you
go,
go.
Dan. If your season pass runs out and we got to do a quick news hop down there, you have tickets already in the bank for yourself.
Yeah, I got six days sitting there that probably won't get used, and unless I'm mistaken, and until you use them, you don't activate them, so they'd sit there forever, pretty much,
No,
right?
yes. Now, what you should do with them 6 days, in my opinion, and I'll find out for you, and we will all find out together. I think you could actually put those 6 days towards next year's annual pass.
I think so too. So,
That's what
and
I
then
would
I
do with them.
just pay the difference, right?
Exactly, and that's a nice little chunk of change here. That's like $300.
Yeah, and the way it worked out, that we kind of they were going to pay for the pass quite nicely.
So where are you headed? I mean, what else you plan on going? Is there anything that you're looking to see? Any other
That's it.
major dining reservations you're looking to do?
Yeah, over the week we have let's see, we got the boathouse, we're doing Crystal Palace, which
No, that's old school. You haven't done that in a while.
it's been many years since we've done that. And I know you just you talked about not particularly caring for buffets, but
I love the beauty of that building. I'm just not a buffet kind of guy.
yeah, no, that's fine. That's why they make vanilla and chocolate,
I'm not
right?
saying I hate them, and I've said this a million times. The only buffets I do eat is Disney buffets. I the local ones, Golden Corral, I don't care if they want to be a sponsor or not. I can't eat there.
Right,
I
right.
watch the little kids go out and put their hands in the food and not use the tongs and the stuff they're supposed to. I admit it. I go into complete panic and I want to go home.
Yeah.
It's just who I am.
Yeah, hey, like I said, that's why they have many different options, and it's all good. But yeah, so what do we got here? Crystal Palace. We're also eating it. I'm taking my own advice in this case. We have an 8 o'clock on Saturday, October 24th. We'll be dining at Fulton's Crab House.
Very nice.
Yeah,
We
I'm
did that
excited
dining
about.
review. It made you want to go there.
Oh, it did. I mean, there's so much awesome stuff we read off of that menu, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to that very much so.
See, our own dining review helped us out.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like I said, I'll bet you it's been, 15 years or better. We ate there, like I think I said when we did the Fulton's Crab House show. I think it was either the first or second time we ever went to Disney World, so 97, 98, and I haven't been that back there since. So this is kind of a rekindling of the Fulton's Crab House, at least with my family.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the dining reviews from there. I can't wait to hear what you thought of 20 years later almost.
Yeah. I mean, it will be interesting. And actually, we're going to pull some pictures. I remember we took quite a few pictures years ago when we ate there. The inside, the table, and all that. So it'll just be interesting to see how it's changed on the inside. I'm sure they've remodeled probably a couple times over that span of time. So it'll just be interesting
Yeah.
to see. I mean, I honestly, I probably couldn't even. In my wildest dreams, try to guess what I had to eat and what it
It's
tasted like, you know?
been
I
so
mean,
many years ago. Where else you plan on
yeah.
eating?
Let's see, what else do we got here? We're doing the Yak and Yeti on
Good. There
Monday.
we go. Now you're talking. Fried wontons and mango pie, buddy.
I heard you and Bob talking about that on the First Thing You Think Of show that you guys did, which, oh, and I started to make this point and I got sidetracked. Bob, you did a very nice job. I know you'll be listening to this at some point, but you did aptly sit in my absence, and you did a great job, and you made Doug look good. So
Thanks.
you should
I
be
need to
proud of
look good. That's
yourself.
what you do for me all the time, Dan. You make me look good.
Exactly. No, we appreciate all Bob's help, and you guys had a good time, and that was an awesome show. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. I have fun with Bob on the show. You're my partner, Dan, but a little fresh meat over here picking on him was a lot of fun. Nah.
Yeah. No, it was. Poor guy was, a little nervous at the beginning, but
He did a
once
great
he got
job.
going, he was like an old pro, and he did a fine job. So that's all good. So Yak and Yeti, and I definitely have the fried wontons with the vanilla ice cream and all that. I have it in
Pineapple
my
skewers. I'm telling you right now,
yep.
and this is a promise to all of our listeners.
This will be one of the greatest
No, it
desserts
will
I've ever
be. But if
had.
you do not try that, I
Oh.
am going to be driving to Boston.
No, I definitely will. There's no doubt about it. After listening to your description of it on that show, I'll definitely be getting that,
I
no
did do
doubt
it
in my
justice,
mind.
didn't I?
Oh yeah, you sold it for me, and I actually was looking at the
The
Yak and
menu is very
Yeti.
diversified.
Yeah, there's something, again, you got to delve into it, but there's some not exotic. Well, yeah, I guess I would say somewhat exotic, but I mean sometimes, and we said this when we covered some of these high-end restaurants or whatever, Monsignor Paul, and you get kind of fixated on the different language they're using, or these fancy words, or maybe culinary words that the average person's not accustomed to. But if you kind of filter that all out and get right down to it, I mean, I think you'll find that the food is more in the not middle of the road, but something that you're gonna enjoy and isn't scary. But it may sound scary because it's just they've done such a wonderful job, writing the menus.
Well, the great thing for you is that for your wife is they do have the Kobe beef burger. The baby back ribs are awesome.
Right. So there's a couple, old American standbys, if you will. If all else fails and nothing else sounds good, you got a couple of good options right there.
And she does like Chinese food, doesn't she?
Oh yeah,
I
yep.
mean, the crispy honey chicken is awesome. I've had that before. That is really, really good. And the mahi-mahi then, incredible.
Yeah, I know you give that high marks, and I think you were trying to get Bob to try it or something. But yeah, I mean that's definitely a top contender for my entree when we eat there.
And for the appetizer, the pork pot stickers, they are really, really good. Their wings are good there. The firecracker shrimp is really good. So they have some really good options on the menu. I mean, you could do a fish and a meat option for your wife. You know what I mean? Because she
Yeah.
don't like fish. You could do one of each.
Yeah, and we can share a little bit, or I guess in this case it'll be me just getting a little bit of the Kobe beef burger, the ribs or whatever. But yeah, on this trip we're kind of knocking off some of the restaurants that we've been just
Saying you're gonna go to?
exactly. So, we're doing a good job, and that's the other one that we have, or another one, I should say, that we have scheduled. We are going to eat at the Derby on Sunday, the 25th. So, again, that's one that it's long overdue for us. And like I said, we've had resis there many
You
times,
go
and
with your resi, Danny.
yeah, and we've canceled them. And you've heard that story. So again, if we stick to the plan as it's laid out here, we're going to get to some nice, good restaurants that we've either never eaten at or we haven't eaten at in a long time. So from a culinary perspective, it's going to be a productive trip. And that's not even talking, anything about the marketplaces and booths
We
over
covered
at
all that on
Food
the
and
last
Wine.
show, so
Right,
yeah,
but
we know that's your main goal, but
right.
this is just the rest of the trip we wanted. This is part two. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? But the thing of it is the things you got to try that are really good, because I'm a Brown Derby aficionado. I've eaten there.
Right.
I don't
The
know,
Cobb
like,
salad,
yeah,
right?
that's awesome. But the other thing that's really good is their crispy jumbo lump crab cake for the appetizer. But the pan-seared scallops and a crispy pork belly, they are really good. Over white and Swiss chard and celery root puree with a raspberry quat gastro. I mean, it is ridiculous, Dan. It
Wow.
is very good.
That sounds so awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I usually go with I've got the char glaze filet of beef here quite a few times.
Right.
I've had the mahi-mahi here also. That is not on the menu right now, but the mahi-mahi, if it does come back or there's a special there, it's
Yeah.
very good there. If you get it the Yakiniti, then don't do it here. But there, besides the Cobb salad, the char glaze filet of beef is absolutely awesome here.
Well, that's yeah, it's t where I'd probably tend to go. Although I obviously eating at Fulton's, I'm gonna partake in a seafood dish. But yeah, I think it'll be a good split this trip as far as between the, at least for me anyways, the seafood offerings and a steak or two here or there. So we'll see.
My mother-in-law's favorite here. That's where we took her for her 75th birthday, and I know that I've repeated this many times on this show, and I will in the future. But she
Right.
had the pan-seared pork tenderloin. She loves pork chops.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, she wouldn't even let us talk to us. Get away from the plate. It's mine. Mine, mine, mine.
It was that good, huh?
Oh yeah, she loves her pork chops there. And my wife got I multiple different salmon she's had here. I mean, the food is always, always, always awesome here. The desserts are off the wall most of the time, so I think you guys will really have a good time here. I'm happy
Yeah,
you're
no.
finally going. You're going to two of my favorites.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, hearing you talk about them and promote them, but even on our own, we know we've been missing out on a couple of these. And again, I know I talked about it the last time we did a show that it's going to be so hard, and we're kind of doing it on this trip. Luckily, it's just a boathouse that's newly open right now, for the most part, at downtown or at Disney Springs. As these other restaurants start rolling out, and you have four or five or six major restaurants, what is it, STK or
Yeah.
S, whatever it is, and then Chef Morimoto, and you
know,
know, it's
the hangar.
the Jock Lindsay's hangar
Hangar.
bar and all that. I mean, it's going to take a couple of trips to actually, you know, unless you really go crazy and, you know, book a lunch at one and a dinner at another and bang them all out on one trip. But if you did that, then, you know, you're pretty much saying we're not going to be in the parks that much. So it's
Absolutely.
going to, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a good problem to have. And how do you balance out eating at all these new restaurants and then still getting to your old favorites? You know, you're going to have to give something up, I guess, in order to accomplish this stuff.
I hear you. I just look at it as is what can I try, and that's why I've been happy. Like I always do my Rose and Crown now. I mean, and Le Cellier is every other trip now. Le Cellier went from being every trip to every other trip when it used to be sometimes. The one time we eat three times, we ate a Le
Right.
Cellier in a week or 10 days, whatever it was.
Right. Oh, you ate at Rose and Crown twice in
Last
the
trip,
trip. Yeah,
but
exactly.
the second one was. The second one was we were headed late. We were just planning on just going by the seat of our pants, and then that's when I said, my wife goes, "Man, I could go for the bangers and mash," because she got the salmon. And then my sister-in-law goes, "Oh man, would I eat that again?" And then they didn't have to twist my arm. I was off to see
Right.
the wizard.
You were halfway in the door saying you got a
I was
table.
yelling to the maitre d', "Yo, anything available?" Actually, I wasn't even on there. I actually, as they were saying it, I opened up my Disney Experience and went there and found an ATR. I didn't even we were actually going in the back entrance in the Baccarat Showcase. We went in the back
Yeah,
entrance by the Yacht and Beach Club International.
International Gateway.
Yes, we were headed in there, and that's when they were saying it because they started smelling the food. And my wife goes, "I'm so mad at myself." She goes, "But that salmon's so good." She goes, "But I'm mad I didn't get the bangers and mash." And as they were talking, I opened up the phone and there's a 640 available.
Right. You probably slid down that hill. You get up over the crest there, and then you probably just slid right into the Rose and Crown right from there. You were so happy.
Absolutely. I mean, I was it was good times, man. I love eating at that restaurant. But what I'm saying is, we've been trying to eat at different places, like we did with Spice Road Tables, and over at we did had sushi in Japan, and we were all over the place trying different stuff, and that's what the I don't look at it as missing out. I look at it as is something good, and the other places are going to be there. So be excited about what you have planned, Dan, because you're going to have a great time with these restaurants. Is there anything else you're planning on going to?
The only other thing I was playing around with yesterday, and I'll probably I didn't get it resolved. I was busy with some other stuff today, but I'm trying to figure out where we go. We want to definitely visit Trader Sam's, so we're trying to figure out whether we switch a reservation around or maybe, you know. I think they open at 4, if I'm not mistaken. You know, we're just, or maybe one of our off days, we go over there to the Poly, and you know, I'd like to experience Trader Sam's and see what all the hoopla is about, you know, all these drinks and all the unique, you know, things that happen when you order certain drinks. I basically for research, I'd like to go over there so that I can at least know
Good
firsthand.
excuse, Dan. Good. You're getting good at this.
Yeah.
Research.
Yeah, solely for research. It's you know, I wouldn't go there for any other reason. But yeah, that's, you know, to answer your question, that's really the only other thing from an attraction slash you know, dining, you know, like we discussed on the last show with food and wine going on, we got plenty to do with that. So that's gonna pretty much you know, fill our week for us and then some.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun when you come back to get your take on to see if I was a hero or a zero with recommending you to go to these restaurants. So far with Bob, I've been a hero.
Yeah, you can do no wrong. You know, you're pitching a shutout or a perfect game or whatever you want to say. So you're doing a good job with that stuff.
Yeah, Bob's very happy, and I'm hoping I steer you the right way. You guys are gonna have a great time. The good thing is I'm
Oh
happy
yeah.
about the Yak and Yeti because I know there's something on there for everybody. That's the good thing about that menu.
Right.
I was just sad. I remember one of the times we ate there, and there was this couple that just got married, and there's all this great food. There's all this, the mahi mahi and everything else. And then the two people over next to me, they just got married. They're a cute young couple, and they order two Kobe burgers and they want them plain with just cheese. And I'm like,
oh, that's a sin almost.
Exactly. I'm like, there's all this great stuff on the menu and you guys want two burgers with just cheese?
Oh, man.
And fries. Yeah. I mean, it's like, and I wasn't being smart, but they could have got that at one of the
counter service somewhere, yeah.
And they were on the dining plan. They're using their dining credit for these two Kobe burgers, which are, I believe they're awesome, but it's like,
right.
You should have just sold your dining ticket for that day.
Yeah, you could have made a couple bucks and
still ate your hamburgers. But I didn't say anything to her, but I was just kidding. It was like, holy moly.
Yeah, that's, well, again, you know, there's people like that that do stuff like that and just don't care or don't know any better, but hey.
No, it was fun. Me and Brenda sitting there filling our face with fried wontons, ribs, mahi-mahi. I've had multiple things. I had they have a seafood combo. It's like in a curry sauce and all. That was the only thing that wasn't – it was good, but I wouldn't get it again. But I like to try different things. I mentioned that before.
Yes, and you said that you like curry, but not too much curry, and it might have had more to do with the amount of curry than just not liking the dish, as I recall.
Exactly. I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't give it, you know, tens like I did everything else there.
Yeah.
Multiple times there, I can't count, probably 6-7 times we've eaten there, and it's one of our staples. Again, I wasn't saying it was horrible, but I have to be real on the show and say it wasn't my favorite.
Right. I mean, if you never give any negative criticism at all, I mean, after a while, they could put dog poop on the plate and say it's great, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to keep it real. Yeah. Obviously, on any menu, you're not going to love everything on it, but, you know, maybe you just happen to order stuff that you really, really enjoy all the time, the times you have gone to a particular restaurant, but eventually you're going to get a clunker, and
absolutely,
it could be personal taste and have nothing to do with the preparation or the fact that unless you got a steak and it was all fat or something like that. But I've never had that experience at a Disney restaurant.
The only thing
I can remember.
Exactly. The only steak I didn't like, I told the story, was at the House of Blues.
Right,
which,
but that was your fault.
Exactly. I shouldn't have got a steak there. It was my fault. My wife's dinner was awesome. I actually was sneaking hers, you know, tasting hers. I'm like, man, I could have had that.
Exactly.
Her salmon was awesome. They have a it was a bourbon glazed salmon. It was ridiculously good. The little chard on it was good.
I love that bourbon sauce. I know exactly what you mean. Any reduction like that, like the even over at Raglan Road, they have the Guinness reduction. It's so good.
Exactly, it was awesome, and it wasn't like, again, that wasn't horrible, but it was just wasn't good. And then that's the thing with that curry that they had, that seafood combination that they had in the broth. It was good. I ate the whole thing, but it wasn't like I was happy. I would never order it again. There's too many other things on that menu, six of them that I had before that I know are a lot better than that.
Right.
Plus whatever the wife had. We probably had close to most things on that menu. Except for the dessert, we never waver.
The mango pie and the
fried wontons. Me and her just look at each other like two kids in a candy store. We're like, we're the happiest kids on earth when those two desserts come.
Yeah, but like you say, you just proved it with that, you know, young couple that you observed. I mean, you know, a lot of people may, even if they end up eating there, if, you know, maybe even it's just by chance or whatever, they may not even explore a dessert option, or even if they did, wontons for dessert, you know, I could see people blowing right by that just because it kind of sounds kind of crazy, you know?
Absolutely, and you're gonna love it. You're going to be texting me that night at dinner telling me how great it is.
Yeah, I may forgo an entree and just go right to the desserts.
If my wife would let me, I'd have double. She won't. I got to eat my veggies and be a good boy to get dessert.
You got to have some mahi-mahi first.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be it for this little episode, then. We just wanted to have some fun with your trip. We're going to be talking about Dennis's trip more, but we just wanted to follow up to our last episode, kind of keep Dennis's trip alive, you know, the countdown, keep us all excited. I'm gonna be living vicariously through you down there, Dan.
Glad to do it, as I always do. And you know, we're gonna get a Periscope account up and running for the site and for the show, and hopefully I can,
The account's there. All you have to do is upload it. I already set that puppy up. You just got to put Periscope on your iPhone.
I have it already.
Well, just sign in through our account, and you're good to go. Yep. Link it to Twitter, and you're good.
Yeah, that's, we'll try to get, I will get some of those up, and like we discussed, I think, on the one of the draft shows or whatever, and, you know, if I can work it out with Bob over from...
All in WDW?
Yeah, I can't remember his site. Maybe we'll do some dining reviews around World Showcase, and hopefully get some content for you guys so that when I come back, we'll have not only a post-trip report, but, you know, maybe some actual, like I said, dining reviews, and I'll let you know my thoughts on all these restaurants that we just discussed, and we'll have some good stuff to talk about with the listeners.
Absolutely, buddy. I can't wait. Please, guys, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. You guys are slacking on us. Please go over there and do it for us. We'd really, really appreciate it. Contact me and Dennis on Twitter. If you have any questions or anything you would like us to put on the show, please contact us on Twitter, WDW Main Street. And have a wonderful week, guys. Got anything else, Dan?
No, that's going to do it. I agree with the reviews and everything. Have a good week, and we'll see you on the next show.
Don't forget to leave this poor girl a tip, Dan.
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay.
I will.
She said you tried to sneak out last week, and I had to put the money on the bar. So, okay. Oh, that was Bob. That's who it was.
Oh,
that was Bob.
Right.
I'm sorry. Just kidding, yeah. Bobby. All right, guys. Have a great week. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.